Hello, world. This is Wichita. The story of Wichita, its people, its progress. The story of your city and mine. This is Wichita. Listen to the sound of the buffalo stampede. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle brings you the story of one of the last big buffalo hunts near Wichita. In this day and age of airplanes and motor cars, it is difficult to realize that not so many years ago, just a little more than half a century, buffalo could be found in abundance near Wichita. But man's love of sport and in consideration of the future led to wholesale slaughter of the buffalo until today this beast has almost vanished from the earth. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle brings you the story of one of the last big buffalo hunts by early Wichitans. Now, before we lift the curtain on tonight's drama, the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowell, brings you the Gypsy Song from the opera Carmen by Bizet. Wichita Eagle believes in brief commercial announcements for its radio show, so we'll give you our message very briefly. Now, the Wichita Eagle is the first in the day and the first to pay in classified advertising. Place your ad where you can expect and will get results. Use Kansas' largest classified media, the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper that carries more classified advertising than any other newspaper in this state. And subscribe to the Morning and Evening Eagle. Only 20 cents per week brings you both the Morning and Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. The Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. And now for tonight's story of This is Wichita. Let's go back to the small little town of Wichita in 1872. As our curtain rises, it is an unusually bright winter's day, the morning of December 21st, 1872. In the little town of Delano, now known as Wichita's West Side, a group of about 75 men have gathered for a big buffalo hunt. It is to be the last big buffalo roundup before the cold Kansas winter sets in. And so, with song and laughter, the adventurers rode toward the west, little dreaming that disaster was soon to meet them, and suffering was to be their only reward. Some of the wives and sweethearts tried to...
Jeb, I don't want you to go.
Now, Miranda, no sense in you acting up. Why, we'll be back for Christmas.
I don't care. There's no sense in you going. You was in on the last big hunt. Now, you can just stay home and help me get ready for Christmas.
Oh, fiddle. I'm not going to do it. I'm going with the rest of the fellas.
You know good and well we're due for a blizzard. What if we get stranded out there on them plains?
Oh, what if the moon falls down or the sun freezes up? Oh, you can think of more trouble.
No,
get yourself in the house.
No,
I'm off to hunt buffalo. Come on, get out.
Jeb! Jeb! Come back, you old fool! Jeb!
Oh, Wade, take a man anyhow.
You've got to listen to reason.
I'm not listening to anything you have to say.
But, Carol...
I don't want you to go on that old buffalo hunt, and you know it.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Morgan.
Hello, Carol. I see you're having the same trouble with your man.
Oh, Miss Morgan, Carol doesn't understand. She doesn't want me to go on this hunting party.
Certainly don't. You just become engaged to me, and then you want to go out and hunt buffalo. What kind of a compliment is that?
Oh, Carol.
You find buffalo more entertaining than your wife to be.
Now, Carol, you know
I know none of you men have to go on this hunting party. No one in Wichita needs buffalo meat. Didn't you kill over 400 buffalo just less than a month ago?
He's right, lad. There ain't a man in that party needs to go out there.
Oh, you women don't understand. I'm not going for the fun of it. I'm going because I want to get plenty of buffalo hide. I need the money. Carol, honey, you're going to be my wife.
That's doubtful now.
Oh, Carol, don't talk like that. You'll change your mind when you see all the nice things I buy for you with them buffalo hides.
I wouldn't be interested.
Oh, Carol. You talk to her, Miss Morgan. Make her understand.
Not me. I'm on her side.
Oh, but Miss Morgan, if it don't go along, they'll think I got influenced by a woman.
And now wouldn't that be too bad? Oh, you men. Go on like my husband did. I said, don't go, and he said, goodbye, old woman, and rode off.
And that's what I got to do, or I'll never catch up with him. Carol, honey, I'll be back. You'll understand. Oh, I love you, Carol. Goodbye. Goodbye, honey. Try to understand. I'll be back. Bye, Carol. Goodbye.
There he goes. Well, that's... just about leave this town without a man.
Oh, Mrs. Morgan, why did he have to go?
Why did any of them have to go? My dear, you'll find that men just naturally have to be doing something active.
But wouldn't you think a man in love would be satisfied to stay at home with the one he loves?
It's easy to see you don't know much about these men. Give them a wild country to whip. Give them Indians to fight and hardships to endure. And they'll moan and complain about their lot. But they'll get the job done. They'll whip any wild country you put them in. They'll whip the Indians and batter down the hardships. And then as soon as they look around and can't see no trouble, they'll go out looking for
it. And forget the ones they love.
No, not forget them.
But that's what he does.
No, no, Barry's a good lad.
But I asked him not to go.
And I asked my husband not to go. But he went. That's no sign he don't love
me. No sign for me. See that handsome gentleman coming across the street?
Where? Oh, gracious child. That's one of them no-good gamblers from Keno Corner.
I think he'll be very happy to learn that Barry prefers buffalo hunting to me.
Now, Carol, don't be getting any foolish ideas in your head. Oh, you can't be caring for that no-good gambler.
No, but you haven't met
him. And I don't want to. I've heard about him. You come on with me. We've got to fix some decorations for the church.
Howdy, Miss Carol. How are you? Anyway, nice morning, isn't it?
Yes,
nice,
isn't it? Oh, Mr. Dillard, have you met Mrs. Moore?
Oh, I know
no,
I have.
You needn't bother to introduce me.
Heard about you, Curly Dar.
Well, thank
and
you.
It's a pity to me the men of this town aren't shooting you instead of them poor buffaloes that never harmed anyone.
I take it you don't like me.
And you take it right. Come on, Carol. Come along with me.
No, thanks, Mrs. Morgan. I think I'll talk to Curly.
That's the stuff,
Carol. Oh, no. A certain young man who's out hunting buffalo will be sorry.
So, he left you for a buffalo. Well, you little heartbreaker, it serves you right.
Curly, I don't see anything so funny about
it. Oh, you don't? Well, that's because you're not looking at it from my point of view. Let me see your fingers.
My fingers? Why?
Come on, come on. Hold out your hand. Uh-huh. I thought you were supposed to be engaged to him.
Well, I am.
And where's the ring?
Well,
he didn't give you one.
Well, no, but I really didn't mind that.
Hey, if you were engaged to me, you know what I'd do?
What?
I'd put the biggest, most sparkling diamond you ever saw in your life right on that finger.
I guess I've never seen that many diamonds.
Sure you haven't. That's a knick-knack.
Barry's the only one I ever got engaged to.
Sure, and what'd you get? Nothing. Close your eyes.
What for?
Never mind, just close them.
No, I think I'll keep them open with you around.
Why?
I just think I'd better.
Afraid of me, huh?
Oh, Curly, you're really an awfully nice gentleman at times. I mean, you talk nice and you're... You look nice.
But I work on Kino Corner. I'm a gambler.
Well, it's a pretty bad way to make your living, you've got to admit.
Well, I'll take it any day to work in soil or hunting buffalo or driving a stagecoach. Listen, Carol, how'd you like to wear some really nice clothes? Something all shiny with spangles and jewels on them.
You mean like the dance hall girls wear at Rowdy Joe's?
No, I mean like them big high-class society dames wear. The kind of women you don't even see out in this little cow town.
What's wrong with the women here?
Yeah, they're all sunburned, windburned. Look at old Lady Morgan. You get to look like that someday. Listen, Carol. You're a swell-looking kid. You're young and you're pretty. What do you want to get tied down with a guy like Barry?
Oh, Curly,
Come on, close your eyes. Hold them for just a minute and hold out your hand.
What?
Come on.
All right.
Yeah, that's... There. Just fits that engagement finger. Open your eyes. Take a look.
Oh, Curly. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Sure it is. I won that from a customer last night.
Oh, is it real?
Sure it's real.
But it's so big.
I'll weight you down with diamonds if you'll say the word.
Oh, Curly,
Carol, can't you understand what I'm trying to offer you? Now, forget all this stuff about getting a home started out on the prairie. Forget what a few of these old hens tell you about me. I'll show you the kind of life you really ought to lead.
You've got to let me think about
it. Sure. This. How about making up your mind before Christmas?
Well, that's not far off.
You see, I kind of want you for a Christmas present. I tell you what. Come on over to Rowdy Joe's tonight, and we'll sit at the table and talk it over.
Oh, I can't go there.
Of course you can. Listen, don't let those old women in the town scare you out. Nobody's going to hurt you over at Rowdy Joe's. I'll be there.
Well, I tell
you. I'll be waiting for you. Tonight.
Be a fool, Charlie. He's no good, I tell you.
But, Mrs. Morgan, it won't hurt to see him.
Won't hurt to see him. Listen, child, you'll throw away all your own self-respect. You're engaged to Barry.
He doesn't think enough of me to stay home from that silly buffalo hunt.
Oh, such talk. Maybe Barry's telling the truth. Maybe he needs them hides, needs them for money. Just because most of them men went out for fun's no sign Barry did.
But maybe Curly's wrong.
Right about what?
Maybe there is something more to life than just working for a home and some land and not having any nice things.
So that's his talk to you.
Well,
nothing. If your love for Barry's no stronger than that, then it's good riddance for
you. But I haven't said I was... What are you looking at?
That ring. There on your finger.
Oh,
Curly gave you that?
Yes, he put it on my finger this afternoon.
And you kept it on.
Well, yes, of course I did. I like it. It's beautiful. Oh, I've never had anything as nice as that.
Did he tell you how he got it?
Yes, he said some customer lost it in a poker game.
Playing poker?
Well, what is it?
So you think it's a beautiful ring, do you?
Of course I do. Oh, it's chilling just to look at it sparkle on my finger. Oh, Mrs. Morgan, can't you understand that?
Yes.
I can understand it very well. Why are you crying? Well, my dear, it's sort of a mixture between feeling sorry for myself and wanting to split my husband's head with a single tree. That ring happens to belong to me.
To you? Yes.
I never wear it. Too pretty to wear and do the hard work I have to do, but Jeb gave me that ring. You can see my name engraved on the inside of it. It's the only nice thing Jeb ever gave me.
But holy curly, you mean your husband?
Yes, Jeb likes to gamble and raise Cain, and he gets short of money sometimes. But that's the first time he ever stole my ring. My engagement ring. And if I weren't so hurt, I'd get on a horse and ride out and shake Jeb's teeth out, the old devil. This is just about the meanest thing Jeb ever done. Wait till he gets back from that buffalo hunt.
Here's your ring, Morgan.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Now have you kind of changed your mind about that no good gambler?
No, I haven't changed it. I just made it up.
You mean that you're not...
Yes, I'm going to see Curly. I can see Barry doing something just like your husband in a few years. You work for them and work with them, and you get nothing but gnarled, ugly hands and wrinkles. I'm going to get plenty of diamonds.
Harold!
Oh, you gave the old lady back her ring.
Yes.
Huh?
Well, I don't see how her husband could do that.
Now, that's your nice, respectable, hard-working, home-building husband for you, kid. Wait a minute. I'm going to calm down that music. I'll pull it.
I feel sort of strange here. So this is Ronnie Joe's wild dance hall.
This is it. The den of iniquity. Let's drink to it.
No, I don't want to. I don't drink.
Hey, you got to learn, kid.
I want to think. Talk to me, Curly. Let me think all of this is right.
Sure. Sure, I'll talk to you. Come on over here and sit on my lap, honey.
Come on.
Over here.
Curly.
That's the way.
Do you really love me?
Well, sure.
But you say that so easily. Yeah. You just shrug your shoulders and say it.
Yeah? How's Barry say it?
Like he means.
Sure, all those farmers are alike. You want to forget them, kid. You're going to have more fun, you're going to have more life around here than you ever dreamed of.
Curly,
yes,
sir, you're getting kind of cold out, don't you think?
Sure, a regular blizzard's coming up.
Blizzard?
Yeah, it's going to go way down below zero.
Zero?
Sure. What are you worried about? It's always plenty warm around here, right around here.
I wouldn't look out of the window. Let me out.
Huh? Wait. All right, go on. The old snow's sure falling fast.
Listen to that wind.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't want to be out there with that hunting party.
Do you think they'll get caught?
How can they miss it? They didn't figure on a blizzard when they left here, the poor fools.
Oh, but surely they'll get back. Surely they will, won't they?
How should I know? Who cares?
But he's out there. Oh, Curly, that would be terrible.
No, that wouldn't be so bad. I feel pretty good.
Oh.
What's the matter? Hey, come back here. Where are you going?
I don't know, but I'm not going to stay here.
Hey, wait a minute. What's the idea?
Let go of me, Curly. I don't love you. I can't love you. I get it so bad.
Bella.
And Holly's out there, knowing he's out there. Knowing he might be something. Well, I've got to go.
Listen, you little fool. Who do you think you are? What do you think I am? You can't throw me over just like that.
Curly, I don't love you.
So you don't love me. What's that got to do with it? Maybe you'll learn.
No, I won't.
Hello,
I want to get away from here. I don't want to see you laughing about Barry getting stuck out there in that blizzard.
Listen, you can't help him now. That party's miles away from here. They're stuck out there. Now forget about him. I'm going to talk some sense to you, kid.
Let go of me, Curly, please.
I'm not going to talk any sense to you. I'll make you forget that dumb buffalo chaser. I'll make you forget everything.
Curly, don't scream.
Go ahead and scream. Who's going to hear you?
I am.
Not with
us. Who? Let go of her.
Hey, you.
Oh, Mrs. Morgan.
Listen, what are you doing here?
Never mind. Now let her out of here.
Why, you old fool.
Don't make a move or there'll be another shooting at Rowdy Joe's. And you'll be full of holes. Come on, Carol. It's a good thing I followed you here, you little fool.
Mrs. Morgan, you're wonderful. But what about the blizzard? What about our men?
Now, there's nothing we can do, child, but wait. Wait and hope.
They'll all die. They'll be frozen stiff.
And you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Sure, why not?
Well, if you like it so well, you can just try some of it. Take off your pants.
What?
You heard me. Take them off.
Why, what are you talking about? I'll see you.
No, you won't. I'm not going there. Take them off. Turn your head, Carol. Come
now,
on,
wait a
you.
Minute.
I
you
mean
can't.
What I say.
Why, you
you're
going to
peel that blizzard, you lizard.
Well, listen, you can't do this to me. I'll freeze out there.
And now, won't that be too bad?
Now, wait a minute.
I'm counting three.
Oh, no,
and
now.
And if you're
wait.
Not out of them pants,
hey,
I'll shoot them off.
Now, wait.
One, two.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll do what you say.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
All right.
Get out of them.
Right, hi. I'm out of them. I'll get you for this.
That blizzard.
No, wait a minute.
Go on, go on. I've been praying for it.
Listen,
now,
please,
Dr. Arthur.
Don't come here.
So wait a minute.
Kind of getting low.
Mrs. Morgan, do you think there's any hope at all?
That's all we've got is just hope.
But for 2 days now that blizzard's been going on. What will they do?
Oh, they'll fight to get back. Poor wretches. They were so sure it wouldn't turn off cold.
But it was so beautiful when they left. It's just like an early fall day.
That's Kansas for you. Quick change of weather. I was afraid of something like this. Why, I didn't want Jeb to go.
You've forgotten all about being angry with him, haven't you?
Yeah, and that all went away when I heard that wind howling out there and got to thinking of him being caught out in it.
That's the way it happened to me. I guess I really didn't know much about love. Guess you almost lose it before you find it. Oh, if there were only something we could do... Something we could do for them. Just a little bit of this warm fire. Just some of that coffee. When I think of them
now,
out there...
Now, don't let yourself go to pieces.
But if they haven't come back after this long, what's it like when you're frozen, is it?
Shh. Listen.
What is it? Oh, yeah, it's them.
Oh,
they haven't got
back. They're coming
out. Look, look. Look, you can see them stagger now.
Oh,
look, they're back.
Oh, they got back.
Oh, man.
They got back. Now, drink some hot coffee and some more of this soup.
Oh, Mirandy, you don't know how sorry I am.
Yes, I do, too.
You don't know all the things I thought of while I was fighting to get back.
That's all right.
But we all made it, every one of us. Mirandy, we're all back in time for Christmas.
Ain't that good?
Mirandy, I think buffalo hunting's going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah?
Why, they're getting too scarce. Gotta go too far out to get them. Randy.
Yes, Jeff.
What do you think of all the time I was gone?
Something I got on my hand.
On your hand?
Yes, this ring.
Oh.
And as soon as you get well, we'll talk about
now,
that.
Now, Miranda.
Shut up. We're going to church for Christmas Eve and a wedding.
And so our curtain falls on memories of one of the last big buffalo hunts for the good citizens of Wichita. Memories of Christmas Eve, 1872. Every Thursday evening, Wichita Eagle opens its rich storehouse of memories and brings you a story of your city and mine. This program was produced in the new KFH studios in the York Ride building. The Eagle cordially invites you to listen again next Thursday to another drama of This is Wichita.